Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs has been remanded in custody after being denied bail, despite being acquitted of the most serious charges. The music mogul has been cleared of sex trafficking and racketeering that could have been seen him put behind bars for life. He was found guilty of lesser prostitution-related offences in a case which has gripped the entertainment world. Diana Damjanovic reports.
From playboy to villain to hero, supporters of Sean Diddy Combs chanting his name as members of his family left the US District Court in Lower Manhattan.
I think it was overall a fair verdict. I think he could have easily been convicted of the fourth charge as well, but he definitely should do some time, in my opinion, just given the severity of everything, the victims, including Cassie, which was the main victim.
Well, I'm kind of happy for him. I always felt like they had, you know, a lot of bogus charges against him. Maybe some were substantiated, others weren't. And, I feel like he got rightfully his just due today. I think it was fair. I think the prosecution presented a good case, but I also believe that the defense presented an even better case in Diddy's favor. So, you know, the best man won.
For the last few weeks, the world has watched the gradual undoing of one of hip-hop music's biggest icons. Taking the stand were his ex-girlfriends, Cassie Ventura and an anonymous Jane, who said they were physically brutalised and forced into sex acts by Combs. A third woman and key witness known as Victim 3 never testified, with little explanation from prosecutors. The lawyer representing the star witness, Combs's ex-partner of 11 years, Cassie Ventura, Douglas Wigdus, says she's happy with the outcome.
The reaction is that we're pleased that he's finally been held responsible for two federal crimes, something that he's never faced in his life. He still faces substantial jail time. Of course, we would have liked to have seen a conviction on the sex crimes in RICO, but we understand beyond a reasonable doubt is a high standard, and we're just pleased that he still faces substantial jail time. All right, thank you.
Discussion is now turning to the nature of the charges, including claims it was the prosecution's overreach in launching the most serious charges against Diddy, including the RICO charge, which comes under the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organisations Act and is typically reserved for mafia-esque organised crime cases. Anna Kaminsky is a professor and criminal defence clinic director at the New York Law School.
The difficulty that I saw for the prosecution in this case was this continued coming back to the idea of there being this criminal enterprise. So there didn't really seem to be any question that Combs was engaging in behavior that we might not like, that certainly might in some instances be criminal. But the question was, could the government really show that there was this criminal enterprise? And that appears to be, and in fact was, where they fell short, because the jury said, no, there's not enough here.
With the verdict essentially split down the middle, there's debate over whether today's outcome is a win for Combs or a win for his victims. New York victims' rights lawyer Gloria Allred is heading up the upcoming civil cases against Sean Combs and believes it's a good outcome for victims.
Any premature obituary for the Me Too movement given by some media pundits is completely false. They're looking only at criminal cases. Can't look only at criminal cases, because there are many civil cases, more than there ever used to be, against rich, powerful, famous men.
The judge is now left to consider how long Combs will remain in jail and whether he will receive the maximum penalty for the two charges, which is 20 years in prison. A decision is slated for October.
Diana Damjanovic with that report.